Hey, this is Q. I'm back, the cash gifting expert, www.thecashgiftingexpert.com. Go check out my site. But listen, this Q box is going to be entitled Q Crosses the Line. You know that song by Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line? Well, Q crosses the line. Let's talk about lines for a minute. There's something called an industry standard. You probably heard that before. This is the industry standard. Doesn't matter. Whatever industry it is, there is always a standard that someone has set. And basically what they're saying is this. If you want to compete in this arena, you want to compete on this level, you got to bring yourself, you got to bring your company, you got to bring your organization up to this line. If you want to compete on a level playing field, if you want any shot at making a dent in a marketplace, okay, you got to bring your company, yourself, your organization, you got to come up to this line because this is the standard. And if you happen to excel and go past the standard, you go over that line, then guess what? You just created something extraordinary and have left your competitors in the dust. Case in point, Netflix.com. Before Netflix, Blockbuster dominated that niche, absolutely hands down, no question about it. Blockbuster dominated. But then Netflix.com came onto the scene and said, well, you know what? We want to compete in that market. And we're not going to spend a bunch of money and, open up all of these huge franchise stores. We're just going to start a website online, make it real easy, cost-effective, right? And everything that Blockbuster doesn't want to carry, we're going to carry. You know, all that stuff that Blockbuster says, oh, those old titles, they're this and that. We're not going to carry that stuff. We're just going to carry these select titles. Netflix said, look, we're going to carry everything. We're going to carry everything that Blockbuster has and everything they don't have. And on top of that, okay, well, you just sign up online or through the mail and, we'll ship these movies out to you for free and you watch our movies and then you send them back. And, when you send them back, just check off, other movies you want to see and, you send this back and then, you can pay us through the mail. You can pay online real easy. As soon as Netflix.com came onto the scene with all of that, Blockbuster was totally obsolete. Blockbuster was slammed. Netflix.com changed the industry overnight. Until this day, Blockbuster is still playing catch up with Netflix, and Netflix.com totally exists online. No huge franchise stores across the nation. Think about that. And they changed the industry overnight. That's what I do. Everything you see me do right now, as far as cash gifting goes, my competitors copycat everything that they see me do. They steal content from my newsletters, from my websites. They try to do Q boxes like me. They try to make their websites look exactly like mine. I mean, everything that I do, I've set a standard when it comes to cash gifting. Basically, everything that I do, excuse me, my competitors say, well, hey, if Q did it, then it must be good. If he did it must be safe to do. If he did it must be making money. And they follow everything that I do. Which brings me to this point. I had someone who sent me an email a few days ago because I came up with a new flyer campaign for my team. And these flyers were very bold, very spicy, right? It's just like that postcard, my too damn easy postcard. I had someone tell me, oh, you think that's going to offend people because, it has the word damn in it. And, I don't know, that might be pushing the envelope a little too much. And, these flyers that I just came up with, these flyers are, they're really pushing the envelope. But you know what? The majority of my team only had two people who kind of had an objection to it, but everyone else, they were in love with those flyers. They said, wow, these are going to kill. These are great. I just kept reading them over and over. Man, I love these things. I'm getting ready to start using them tomorrow. And, just going back to, being bold and, using a word like damn on a postcard, on a flyer, doesn't matter, right? Let me just explain to you what kind of prospects I have calling me, because for some reason, you get people who think that way, thinking that, if you use some type of language like that and that it's going to offend people. But you know what? Guess what? It only offends those time-hungry wasting losers who are only focused on things like that. And that's why they're not making any money in the first place. But you know what? Those serious prospects who call me, guess what? That's the way they talk. It's not just me putting that out. This is the way these people talk to me when they call me. They say, Q, you know what? I'm tired of all this BS that I've been seeing on the internet, and, you know, I've got scammed so many times, and, you know, I've been trying to make money on the internet for 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, and you know what? I'm just tired of that garbage, and I need to make some damn money. That's how they talk to me. And believe me, some people say a whole lot worse. I'm cleaning it up for you. They say a whole lot worse. And the reason why, because people say, listen, I'm tired of losing. I need a damn win, and I need it now. This is how these people are talking to me. So when you have a very small percentage of individuals who are just sitting around and, oh, you know, it says damn, you know, on a postcard, and you think someone's going to get offended. And look at the mindset. Look at the mindset of the individual who's totally focused on that. These people miss, for one word, they totally miss the entire message. They miss the entire point. They miss the whole reason why they even picked up the damn postcard. Think about that. But again, these people are calling me with this type of language. And the reason why is because they're very emotional, very passionate, very serious about turning around their situation, and they're trying to get that point across, and that's exactly what I do in my ad copy. My message cannot be watered down, and I won't water it down. I put my message out there, and people can take it or they can leave it. Doesn't matter to me. You know, these individuals who think this way are not going to make or break, you know, my business. The type of people that I'm writing for, I'm writing for individuals who are just fed up and they want to make a serious change and they want to make it now. I write to cut through all of this nonsense that you see in a marketplace where everyone's trying to be your best friend and talk all cute and talk all nice just because they want to stick their hand in your pocket. See, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you what you don't want to hear. I'm not going to coddle you like your friends and your family and these other people around you who really don't care because they want you to be mediocre anyway. They don't want you to excel. I'm not going to talk to you that way. I'm going to talk to you like you're a grown adult, and I'm going to give it to you raw and unplugged so that you can get it through your head that you need to step up and make a change, and either you're serious or you're not. Either you're ready to do something or you're not, and don't waste my time because I'm not going to waste yours. I know what I got, and I know that what I got works. I know that what I got can take you from average to fortune in a matter of weeks if you can come in and not be a know-it-all, follow instructions, follow through, and take this thing to the max without complaining every 5 minutes, right? I know. That's why I've been doing this for 10 years. Trust me, people. If I didn't know what the hell I was doing, I wouldn't have been around that long. There would have been someone else by now who would have said, you know what, this guy doesn't deserve to have that place that he has in the marketplace. I'm going to step up and, you know, I'm going to excel. I'm going to go past that industry standard, and I'm going to leave him in the dust. But guess what? I've been leaving the competition in the dust for the longest because I'm the one who's been making the lines. I make the line, I make the standard, and then I cross that one and I make new ones, and I'm doing that consistently. That's why I had a $216,000 month. Think about that. So listen, I just wanted to basically relay to you what kind of person you're dealing with. If you and really pay attention to this part, if you are someone who is looking for someone who is going to hold your hand and talk all nice and cute and play footsies with you, then guess what? You might as well unsubscribe from my autoresponder today. Don't even waste time. Just unsubscribe today, because I can tell you, this ain't for you. What I have is not for you. My brand is not for you. Now, if you're someone who's tired of all that garbage that you've been sifting through, you know, late nights on the internet, when you come home from work with your eyes burning, watching that computer screen for hours and hours and hours because you're sifting through so much junk, trying to find something real, trying to find me, trying to find someone like me who's going to cut through all that nonsense, all that noise, all that garbage, all that BS, and give it to you straight, then guess what? You found them. And now that you got me, now you need to step up and you need to use what I got so you can make a change. This is Q. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.